Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and we are going to do a podcast all about face taping. Now, is this a hack or a hoax? This is a very popular trend right now, so I'm going to talk all about my thoughts on facial taping. So, these TikTok trends and beauty hacks and viral videos, almost every day there's a new movement in the beauty and skincare world. And lots of these trends come from influencers. Sometimes it seems almost too good to be true. Because of this, I am very skeptical. I know you guys must be as well. And I want a very professional, evidence-based suggestion for my face and my beauty. And I know you guys do too. Do these trends actually work? Face taping? I'm not so sure. The verdict is not in yet, but I am very doubtful. Well, let's talk about the concept of face taping. It's derived from popular social media platform like TikTok. I've seen it on Instagram. I've seen it on YouTube. We've all seen those tapes that you can buy and stretch your skin and tuck things in place. It looks amazing. Some people are claiming that taping your wrinkles overnight for a week can actually get rid of them better than Botox. I don't know. I don't know about that. Let's talk about the concept of face taping. So face taping is a method where users apply tape to the areas of the face where they want to reduce the appearance of their wrinkles. And usually the application is overnight. You can remove the tapes the following morning. You do it every night for a week or so. The tape itself is made of variable different materials. I've seen different tapes made of latex, silicone, or polyethylene plastic. The idea is that when you tape your muscles, you stabilize and prevent their repetitive contractions throughout the night, limit their motion, and hopefully minimize wrinkles. Some of us actually do a lot of facial expressions in our sleep, grimacing, clenching, and moving the brows, frowning. So minimizing facial movements and musculature, and also preventing how the pillow creases might happen on your face. So we may have heard of tapes called frownies. Those are little facial tapes that actresses, actors, drag queens, lots of people use them to create a snatched effect, to secure their wigs, to pull back the skin like a facelift, neck lift effect. We have patients who use them while filming on TV right now. They're not just 1950s devices. They are current. And it does give you a taut-looking, lifted appearance. It improves sometimes the eyes. You can get like a beautiful cat-eye look. You can tighten up skin laxity around the jowls. You can improve neck laxity. But those tapes all get pexied and pulled up backwards and snatched up into your hairline, your wig, behind your ears, or behind your neck. And temporarily, they're great to reduce the signs of aging. It gives you kind of an immediate lift. I think they're great for an instant lift effect, but I think this is not good for your skin. Is it safe? Yes. Can it harm your skin? Very much so. The strong adhesive tape runs the risk of pulling the top layer of skin off, just right off. We've all had that experience where we wax, where we pull too hard and a literal layer of skin comes off. And none of these are medical grade silicone adhesive that is going to reduce friction on the skin. So when you rip that tape off every single mornings, you can damage your skin barrier. Micro tears in the skin barrier occur, and then the whole goal of anti-aging is reversed. You're creating micro erosions of the skin. You're stretching and loosening the skin. So putting it under tension all night long is a stretch. And then it gets relaxed after that, creating skin laxity, creating redness, glue irritation, clogged pores, acne breakouts, allergic contact dermatitis, all of these things can happen. This tape is not really medical grade tape designed for skin. Does it actually work? Can taping your face every night for a week improve your facial wrinkles? Truly, the smoothening effect only lasts when the tape is on, and once it's removed, you're back to square one. You actually can end up deepening your facial lines and making your wrinkles more noticeable. And when you're taping your muscles, you're stopping them from doing their normal function, making them have to work harder. When you're squinting or reading, you're actually having the muscles pull harder because you still have to do the action to see and focus your eye. If you're a little older, you squint and it helps you read. You're doing that to a higher degree of force, creating even more muscle strength and accumulation and formation of lines. The stretch and loss of elasticity of the skin can cause sagging. So think of some alternatives. In theory, face taping might make sense, but it's really too simplistic. It actually doesn't work. It's better to invest your money in retinol, an elastin-boosting ingredient, collagen production product used in your skincare. Hopefully, if you're over age 30, you're using a Retin-A retinol-based product. It improves your cell turnover, which reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and it improves them before they even begin. I have two retinols in my skincare products, and I love both of them. I start everyone on low-dose retinol, which is our Diamond Line Refined. Very well tolerated, helps your skin get used to the Retin-A in there, and used every other night at bedtime, it's going to give you an improved skin surface, improved fine lines and wrinkles. Everyone loves it because there's a ton of green tea and it's not irritating. That's our Diamond Line Refined. And then later, I switch people to the high-dose Retinoid Regenerator, which counteracts photoaging from UV damage. It gently exfoliates. It improves pore size, tone, and texture. Why bother with tape? You should, instead of taping your skin at night, put on Retin-A, retinol, and retinaldehyde, all these products that are going to improve the actual quality of the skin. Use your broad spectrum sunscreen in the daytime. Definitely protect you from photo damage and premature aging. And think about injectables. There is a reason why so much money has gone into research for modern aesthetics, because injectables actually work. And very often the reason you're sagging, drooping, deflating, and seeing wrinkles is because of volume loss. Adding facial filler as a substitute for youthful facial fat improves how the skin sits. We lift and support the cheeks with cheek contouring. We tighten and improve the jawline with jawline contouring. All of these things are possible. You can use collagen stimulators now, like Sculptra, to grow improve thickness in the dermis to prevent creping and crinkling of the skin. You can use neuromodulators like Xeomin Botox. These are products that stop the wrinkles in their tracks. So I guess taping can be the poor man's version of Botox, the poor woman. But you're better off to save your dollars and invest in something that truly works, that lasts for 3 or 4 months and gives you long-term anti-aging benefits like great skincare, great injectable, and neuromodulator. Laser skin resurfacing is another awesome thing you can do, and microneedling. These are procedures that improve the skin surface by creating micro-damaged areas. Microneedled, every time the needle punctures the skin, there's a micro-damage. Collagen production is triggered. 3 or 4 sessions of microneedling can give you up to 400% more collagen production in your skin. That's your own body turning on its regenerative powers. That is amazing, and that's something you need to incorporate into your regimen. So, final verdict on facial taping. I'm not a fan. In reality, face tapes are like Spanx for your face. It's great for temporary camouflage. It's not a long-term solution. And we in plastic surgery are trained to know how the facial muscles work. That's exactly why the people you should go to when you're looking for answers on how to improve your face, your beauty, and your appearance with aesthetic procedures are board-certified facial plastic surgeons, people, dermatologists, people who really know their stuff, not your average TikTok user. So guys, I hope you'll take that into consideration. Stop taping your face, Spanx for the face. It doesn't really work. It's an interesting trend. It's fun to watch the videos, but I want you to use reality-based, evidence-based science for the beauty of your face. That's it for now, guys. Hope you enjoyed that podcast. We do a podcast every Tuesday, a longer one, every Friday, a 5-minute Friday, just to get your information and your knowledge right up there. Understanding everything I know as a plastic surgeon, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to age well in anti-aging, longevity, skincare. These are my passions. I want you to learn with me. You can check me out on Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. That's where you can find our amazing skincare. It's www.beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.